This is a HeadGum Original.
Ooh! Are you trying to get your mug a beat? Are you trying to contour those brow bones? Maybe you're trying to lift those cheeks, mommy. Well, if you're gonna do it, you need to do it with a quality product. That's why I am tired of beauty products not meeting my standards. It's time to reshape the beauty world as we know it. Well, wait no longer. Meet Worthy We Cosmetics, the first sustainable luxury beauty brand in the US. I love Worthy We because they have amazing cream bronze tours, as they say them, which is sort of like this cream blush that sculpts your skin and also like covers all the imperfections. As a newer drag queen, I need help from a gorgeous product like this because Worthy We Cosmetics are vegan, cruelty-free, and even the packaging is biodegradable. So not only do I get my bronze tour shade like perfectly blended into my mug, I'm able to build like a new beauty routine. It's so easy to use unlike some products that are confusing. These cream blushes are buildable in a way that you can't go wrong. Like they're unbelievable. They're unrivaled. It's become a beauty favorite for me. Truly, the wear and finish is smooth, clean. I know you're gonna love them as much as I do, especially if someone like me who's brand new to creams and contourings, if you're as new as I am and you could look as smooth as this skin is looking, you're gonna love it. So treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand right now. Treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20%, oh my God, 20% off your first order at Worthy We Cosmetics, spelled WORTHYOUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER. That's Worthy OUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER for 20% off your first order.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Still a bit too close, sunshade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
Hello, and welcome to RuPaul's Drag Rant, a subsidiary of Drag Her, the one and only RuPaul's Drag Race Recap Podcast, available for you in the whole goddamn internet. We're talking about Drag Race World, aka the third episode of UK versus the World 2, aka Drag Race UK, aka one of 88 seasons currently happening right now. You're getting a rant because there just isn't enough time in the goddamn day to do full episodes. I hope you like it. I've been enjoying y'all chit-chatting with me online about these. UK versus the World, I would say the first two episodes, wow, they were good. This episode was not. This was, as the scientists call, a bad episode of television. This is crazy. The chaos is here. I was hoping the chaos wouldn't happen, but the chaos is here officially. We've said goodbye to Arantxa. What a sweetheart. We love that. But now we have to push on with this absolutely insane challenge, which I call a trap. To me, challenges like this are a trap. They need to create an immersive experience. They are, you know, picking their teams. There's obviously some drama on who's on whose team because people are already saying who's funny and who's not. Yeah, T, Kata Minaj is dynamite. I unfortunately, I don't mean that in terms of her performance style. I mean, her energy will blow up brick walls. It is crazy. So they're talking about their past experiences. Chorisa competed in a similar challenge where no one won. That was funny. Man, season 3 of UK wasn't very good. Now they're talking. They're trying to figure out their interactive experiences. They're talking to RuPaul. RuPaul's poking holes. RuPaul's looking at the very tall La Grande Dame. and La Grande Dame's giving them ideas. We have a rehearsal scenario. Already in the rehearsal scenario, we got Michelle poking around. God, this episode was not very good. This episode starts with a boring rehearsal montage. And then when we see the real performance, again, it feels like a boring rehearsal montage. So a lot of drama happens in the meantime. Tia's trying to prove she's funny. Marina's a little insecure. This is all bullshit. Let's just watch these things. I'm confused because, okay, wait, it's runway first. Okay, we're gonna have to chirp and burp the runway before we watch these stupid things. God damn it, Gothy Kendall doing bukkake jokes. Why was she safe today? Why do they keep, they are so horny for her getting this redemption arc that they don't care that no one's having fun watching her. Yeah, I fucking said it. Let's chirp and burp these runways. What do you say, fam? What do you think? Did you find this episode to be suspicious and weird and strange? We did see in the rehearsal scenario the very weird, creepy thing of like, uh-oh, brain fart. Uh-oh, I'm dead. I passed away. I'm in Tahiti. La Grande Dame stole a lot of the time and was not punished for it. Again, if you're thin, you can't be in jail. In RuPaul jail, there's no jail for skinny criminals. They can't do anything wrong. There is some sweet touching moments about them talking about the LGBTQ plus community, especially in terms of attacks. La Grande Dame's story was truly gutting and very sad. I'm glad people are talking about it, especially this week when we are enduring, oh man, so much pain and torture in the world, including the passing of Nex. Well, I just want to send a special shout out to my queers. Hang in there. For now, let's get back to stupidity by chirping and burping these looks. This is like a reveal yourself runway. Holy shit. Kim Petras is here. Kim Petras is fucking wonderful. Love her, love her, love her. And I'm so sorry she's going to have to watch a mid lip sync to her own song in an hour from now. So first we've got La Grande, and she is giving world piss. She's wearing a pageant dress that is absolutely stunning. And then somehow she wets herself and reveals that her crotch says world piss. What the fuck is happening here on this day? Again, I genuinely think if someone less pretty did this, they would be like, this is disgusting. Get off our fucking runway. Like, even when Alexis Michelle did her piss hog thing, I think they were like, we don't get it. But this one, they're like, we love it. Will you piss on us, bitch? I'll chirp it, even though I am confused. Oh my God, Chorisa May referencing one of the best episodes of The Simpsons television show in the whole world. Coke, the Chanel suit, the alterations, the Marge, the nakedness. Chorisa May, I'm going to say, gets a caca, because anyone who stands Simpsons like this and then makes it drag and then makes it stupid with a big blue merkin, fucking work, bitch. I love you so fucking much. Next, Tia Coffey giving, you better work. Suck up to RuPaul. Work. Make a reference. Work. Do make a thing that references RuPaul. This is actually pretty goddamn good. She did rip off the wrap pretty early, I guess, because it was a piece of paper. But she references three RuPaul looks. And again, she does look lovely. I do think her glow up is a real, it's a chirp. It's a chirp. She still walks a little bit like a giraffe, but it's a chirp. Oh my God, Marina Summers. Why do we keep taking Marina Summers out of the top, even though she could have been in the top? Because this was unbelievable. This lava goddess that then revealed into a fire goddess that has a diamond crown. They are like honestly on purpose being rude to her. And wouldn't it have been fun to see a lip sync by someone who has energy? Like, especially for this Kim Petras song. Jesus Christ. No, instead we'll have two thin girls who just kind of like walking. Kata Minaj giving a power suit to Tiny Ty to gorgeous, I gotta say, absolutely gorgeous purple evil goddess. This is a chirp. This is beautiful. Her looks are never the problem. It's her rotted little brain that's the problem. I don't know what the fuck she's thinking, but I do know for this look, she was thinking, I'm pity. And it is, it's a chirp. Hannah Conda giving the Pope into Green Vegas gal. I kind of love this. I know the Pope outfit is like kind of corny, but the Green Vegas gal is so stunning. I would have put her in the top two. I'm serious. With Marina, I was like, I get why she wasn't in the top two, but I absolutely think Hannah should have been in the top two because she was funny. She was weird, especially with limited time. She was funny and weird. This is absolutely gorgeous. Scarlett should not have been in the top two. Okay, John Bruce Blonde giving rainbow fantasy-ish into gold chain. This is beautiful. Everyone hates on John Bruce. I don't get the John Bruce hate. If you're like not loving John Bruce, will you like talk to me? Because I don't get it. I don't get it. I think she's fantastic. She's funny. She's beautiful. I get how she just like in the shuffle got pushed to the bottom, but also it was a classic crime of in Drag Race. Never be selfless. She was selfless and she put up with someone else stealing her time. And it always bites you in the ass when you're nice. Never be nice. This look is a chirp. Scarlet Envy giving absolutely unbelievable face and hair. This giant curly blonde updo is absolutely stunning. She opens up a jacket to reveal a tangerine dream. Why wasn't she wearing titties or hips? And why... oh my God, look at how up and down she is. Why isn't she wearing tits? And why isn't she wearing hips? And why did they have the nerve to say she won when this look is not complete? I'm so sorry. I love Scarlet Envy, but she's not wearing tits. She's not wearing hips. She looks like a Twizzler. And like the face, okay, the face and hair are some of the most beautiful shit I've seen in a while. But the body is wrong. BMW, bitch. What's happening? And you won? I'm sorry, but no. No. No! Gothy Kendall giving, I'm a Barbie murderer in a Barbie basement. She's got this weird, I do love this look. I do love the baby titties. She said two things in the challenge. We'll get to it. She said two sentences in the challenge that were not funny, and she's not being punished for it. This look is good. But again, I don't get why we keep protecting her from the bottom when she's barely here. She's like a iPhone at 10%. She's so close to death and we just keep riding her until she's just going to expire. It's a chirp. Her looks a chirp. It's cute. The hair is gorgeous. The 60s, the baby titties are unbelievable. And that's literally what saved her. Okay. After this, we're going to talk about this weird challenge and why everything was bad. But first, silence me. I feel like taking a break. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me de-crap my brain. Because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. Go. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Yum, 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 yum. I like to eat food, but you know, it's hard. Let's be real. Food is confusing and it happens three times a day. You want me to cook three? I'm offended. I'm aghast. I'm agog. The gall, the gumption, the nerve, the audacity, and the cheek, all of it. I don't like it. But Now I'm calm because I use Factor Meals. Factor Meals are available in just 2 minutes. They come right to my door and they have really popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie. You can get any kind of delicious meal delivered to your door. I love them. I've been using them for over a year, way before I started talking about them on the podcast. They help me feel full, satiated. There's no mess. It comes never frozen. It's always fresh. It's my favorite meal solution. I've said it a million times. I come home after a night of hanging or dancing and I eat a Factor meal. Like, to me, that's the ultimate endorsement. These meals are so yummy that I'm able to kick a craving for a much naughtier meal and come home and eat something I know will be good for my body. So head to factormeals.com/dragher50 and use code dragher50 to get 50% off your first month. Plus 20% off your next month. That's a lot of money. That's code DRAGHER50 at factormeals.com. Go get into it. Factormeals.com/DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Okay, we got our first challenge. We're back. Hi, everybody. Drag Her is covering Drag Race World, this interactive challenge where the girls have to design an interactive experience for Drag Race fans. This is a trick because they're like, is it drag enough? Is it branded enough? Is it fun enough? There's always some criteria that they will knock you on. No matter what they told you in the workroom, they will find a way to be like, but it wasn't drag enough. The branding could have been stronger. You don't make any sense, Kata Minaj. So first was this world tour, Glamazonian Airways thing. We got Kata Minaj truly having a psychological break in front of the cameras. Man, this sucked. It wasn't very funny. I do like her. I like how weird her brain is because it harkens back to a simpler time in Drag Race where you could win a challenge by being Jada Sophia and saying Aisha Palante. But unfortunately, those days might be gone. I don't know. For some reason, Rue was not charmed by this, this episode, this hereditary style break from reality. And when she explained it later on the runway, LOL, where she was like, drag is art and art is painting and painting is catamorphosis. And RuPaul said, right. Next, we have Marina Summers giving Philippines. She's cute and adorable. It wasn't particularly hilarious, but it was cute and adorable. She again said two sentences. It was fine. Marina, it's fine. You're my favorite, so it's fine. You don't have to be that perfect. She had two funny lines. Tia Coffey absolutely wins in this group. She is clearly the top. She's clearly the best one this week. She's being funny. She has good jokes. She's making fun of herself. She's roasting her hideous looks from season two. Yeah, I get why Tia won. In the next one, we got... we have John Burrs and Hannah Conda, and theirs is a theme park. Okay. La Grande Dame is, they're in France. She's being Jean-Paul Gaultier. She's also being Karl Lagerfeld. This doesn't make any sense, and it wasn't funny, but man, she's skinny. Next, Hannah Conda was funny and weird, and just showing her teeth can get such a laugh. Also, releasing the bird to not fly, very funny and should have put her in the top two. And again, she had no time. John Burrs, I get that they wanted more from her. It was only okay. I get that. Kim Petras reference, interesting. They seem to have known that Kim Petras was coming, but they didn't include the footage that got them excited. Interesting. Yeah, John Burrs wasn't great. Was she the absolute worst? I don't know. No, I think the bottom for me would have been Goofy Kendall and Kata. Because John Burrs, this is very safe to me. There was a clear point of view. There was references to her past. It was not amazing, but it wasn't bad. Next, we have the winning group. LOL. We got Scarlett. They're doing a experience that is Drag Race. That is the world of Drag Race. Scarlett Envy is sort of the MC. And it has three things. They go into the workroom, they lip sync for the world on the stage, and they untuck. Got it. And RuPaul fucking loved that they had a list. So if you have a list before your unfunny challenge, you can win. Congrats. Gothy Kendall does her a terrible bit with that's one sentence long, that's not funny, that's a reference to her, to the RAR thing, okay, branding. But she says two lines, again, at 5% energy, and then they're like, we fucking loved it. You're fucking genius, dude. And then Scarlet Envy looks stunning, but again, you win the challenge for creating a well-ordered bullet point list? Like, I did not laugh at this. I'm so confused. Chorisa, I liked, because Chorisa, I think, brought her weirdness to this challenge, to the Untucked Lounge. Again, this is so weird to me that this was their favorite because it was a coherent list. But I don't want to go to this interactive experience. That's stupid. It's the show. I feel like in the past, you get punished for just doing the show on the show. Remember when Valentina, Tina, and Nina got punished for doing, like, they were like, we wrote a pilot that is Drag Race show. And they were like, no, that, what the fuck are you doing? Why would you create a thing that is the show you're on? They got punished for it. This one, they're like, we fucking love it. Your interactive experience was the show you're already on and created and was uncreative in every way. We fucking love it. You're the winner. So now, for some insane reason, the top two is Scarlett and Tia. Again, Tia earned, Scarlett question mark. There is something weird. Am I wrong? Am I crazy? I really enjoy Scarlett Envy, but this was not the win for me. It really distracted me, and now it's put a sour taste in my fucking mouth for this entire season. I don't like fake tops. I'm not talking about my Grindr profile. I don't like when I feel the show telling me someone's in the top when they're not. No, no. To quote Michelle Visage, no. And then they're all pleading for their goddamn lives. Scarlett Envy. And again, in Scarlett Envy and when Scarlett Envy and Tia Coffee come out for their lip sync, wow, gorgeous queens. In fact, Scarlett looked better because she had hips when she was lip syncing. You're supposed to wear hips. And then the lip sync was very mid. Jesus Christ. What a fun, amazing song. Kim Petras. What's this song called? World Stop Now. Yeah. Let the music stop. Let the music go. You're more than just anybody. I don't know the name of the song, but it's a fucking great song. And these girls, to quote Tia, give an adequate performance with walking, lip movement, and more hair. Man, I was really bummed that this lip sync was so meh and that we keep getting the winner, you know, Scarlett Envy keeps dropping to her knees like a prostitute. I'm so sorry, but man, could you imagine if Marina could have done this lip sync? Wowie zowie. Yeah, man. This wasn't my favorite. I think it was just that thing of like, the song is so pussy and this lip sync was kitty cat. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So, wow. The first bad episode of UK vs. the World season 2. Am I wrong? Am I crazy? This episode was not for me. And unfortunately, with Scarlett winning, she decides it's time to send home John Burrs. Gutting. Terrible. I would have sent home Keita. Because she's in the middle of an acid trip or a hyper-religious episode where she's seeing colors and lights and unable to communicate in sentences that make any sense. So I honestly would have sent home Keita from this. I get it. I'm not hard and fast on that. Keita does have a win under her belt. Oh, it's a sad, sad day. John Burrs goes home and she's like, fuck, man, I made it to the finale last time. This is fucking dog shit. Well, that's all we have for this week's RuPaul's Drag Rant. I'm Mono Gapian. If you like this, please tell your friends. Please give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. Please follow us at Drag Rant Podcast on Instagram. And please comment the truth. Am I crazy? Am I correct or am I crazy? Tell me what you think about this episode. Till next time, my dears, let the music play.
was a HeadGum Original.